This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me.
Today's topic, Hate America. There are several models of how civilizations go through cycles. Each has its own reasoning, often technical, but the fundamental problem is always the same. There aren't enough people who work to maintain a society's basic needs. There are a lot of reasons for this: war, disease, catastrophe, but the one the West is experiencing is purely psychological in nature. Resentment leading to nihilism, leading to malevolence. Revolutions or collapse are the only two outcomes if society is too far gone. One of the ways to determine that is how many people say they hate America. When everyone knows at least one person who expresses negative feelings, the pitchforks aren't far behind. It's not that there's anything wrong with America. There isn't, despite what gaslighters insist. But resentment created by the perception of others are doing better, primarily because of social media, is increasing, as are feelings of anger and hopelessness due to unrealistic expectations. At this point, it's so bad that most of today's policies only make sense if viewed from a perverse viewpoint, not caring if the situation devolves as long as the envied people are being hurt too. The hating is especially vehement among the young, who in two generations have gone from saying, "Don't trust anyone over 30," to "Burn it all down."
For more, see my website at martinhash.com.